This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Air on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
This is Racer Radio, and it's brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. If you've got a business and you're having trouble hanging on to cashiers, then, hey, check out the self-checkout. Southwest Point of Sale has been doing it for more years than I care to admit, and they are unbelievable. They'll come out to your business, take a look at what you got, and if it makes sense, guess what? They'll take care of it. They'll hook you up. Won't cost you any more than you'd pay for a cash register. So check them out. 800-540-2149. 800-540-2149. And the best part is, if you're open, they're open. 7-day, 24-hour-day service. Hey, you got undercage problems? Drivetrain, two-wheel, four-wheel, all-wheel drive? Well, guess what? Steve is the man. He's a big-time drag racer, so he can get you some edges there, too. But if you're a racer, circle track, dirt track, sand or snow, he doesn't make any difference. If it's got a drivetrain, he'll fix it. And Dragonfly Auto Care, another Napa Auto Care, AAA approved, ASC certified Napa Auto Care. Can't ask for anything better than that. Work on your car here, good across the United States. That is 4065 Pacific Coast Highway. Call 619-704-2280. Well, we got the kid in the house, Brittany. Race car's ready. She stayed up all
I did
Friday
turn
night.
Down. Yeah, I turned down. Good plans.
An amazing event.
Oh, it was so hard, but I have to be ready for next Saturday.
Yeah, well, I just got told my wife's going on a dog show Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
So you're stuck at home?
I don't think so, because there's too many dogs, and I'd rather go to a racetrack. Hey, they can cross their legs. Who you got in the house?
Oh, my gosh. Dave?
Yes?
You are outnumbered today. I have to bring this up because today's in-studio guest is a Ford guy. And for the listeners that don't know, I am a Ford gal, and Dave's a Chevy guy.
I am so outnumbered.
And I actually think he likes Porsches, which was my dream car growing up. And give me a thumbs up if you would like, say, the 1963 and a half Ford Galaxy that I have in my driveway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Of course.
Trifecta.
And they won't drive
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
And they won't drive it.
Really
it just sits.
Occasionally. That's a trifecta. But that is where our similarities end, I think. Although both of us find ourselves behind a microphone.
Yep.
Wow. The talent, the experience, and the success far outweighs mine. So I am excited. I've been telling Dave all week how excited I am.
Really.
He's like, you're always excited. I go, no, I'm way excited and I'm humbled. So please, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Dan Hubbard.
Hey.
Welcome, my good
Dan. She's throwing you up against Lars Larson.
Right. I mean, this might be an overbilling, but I'll take it.
No.
I'm fine with it. Thank you.
As long as the check doesn't bounce, we're golden.
Yeah, right? No, my ego's soaring right now. I'll take it.
I'm really excited. There's so many different directions as well that we can go.
Well, we only have Scott calling in. I don't think we've got that. So we've got three segments we can give him. What got you into being an announcer?
Oh, man. I started doing BMX shows back when I was a kid. And
you were calling the action as a kid?
I was riding. I'm a freestyle BMX rider from a long time ago. Started when I was a little kid. And I, believe it or not, wanted to be a supercross and motocross racer. My brothers all rode dirt bikes. Mm-hmm. There was five of us, three brothers, older brothers, and a sister.
Wow.
And my three brothers rode motorcycles and dirt bikes. And that's all I wanted to do. And my dad, after seeing all my older brothers get hurt, refused to get me a motorcycle or let me ride.
He must have been been at the tail end of the chain.
I was the very end. Yeah. I was the end, and he had seen all this done, and so we had a friend down the street who had an XR75. I'm dating myself here, an old Honda XR75, and we would grab that, and that's where I learned how to ride motorcycles. But when it came to actually own one, I was not allowed, so I got a BMX bike instead, and that just took off.
Oh my
and
gosh!
I stuck with BMX and freestyle for till today. I actually rode yesterday a little bit.
So did somebody come to you at that young age and say, you know, you ought to call a race?
No, I was with Eddie Fiola. I really got my chops on the microphone with Eddie Fiola and Todd Anderson and Steve Van Doren on the Vans Trick Team back in the day. And I did shows with Gail Webb. I know you had her on your show.
Yeah.
I used to ride her half pipe and do Flatland with Martin Aparillo, Eddie Fiola, and I guess Danny Way was out there. Omar Hassan.
Yeah.
A lot of those skaters and BMXers, and Gail was definitely an inspiration for me. And so was Eddie. What happened is went on the road with Vans, and I was petrified, just so you know, to be in front of an audience or be on a microphone. Stage fright.
Wow.
As a kid, and wouldn't try out for plays, wouldn't do anything. I had my buddies in plays and stuff at elementary school. I'm like, there's no way I'm getting on stage. So Eddie and Todd are like, dude, you got to announce. All of us announce. Here's a microphone.
And oh my god!
Scared out of my mind, and I just started started doing it.
No script.
Still don't have a script to this day. Yeah. I was just talking to you about how long your shows are, and Supercross we have a 3-hour TV show, we have a 4-hour live show, and there's a run of show, but it's all what comes out, you know, in your head.
Do you have nerves to this day?
I do sometimes. It's rare. It's very rare. Not for the live show. You put me in front of 50,000-60,000 people, and it's the opposite of nerves.
Oh,
it's just
gosh.
A really great energy and the audience. And
but you're on TV.
Yeah.
You're on TV where we're behind the scene, so to speak.
Sure.
And there is a veil of confidence when you're not in front of a camera.
There is. You get over that relatively quickly, and I've always liked being on TV. Like when we're doing our BMX shows and people come up to film us, I just, for whatever reason, I liked it once I got over that stage fright.
Right.
And so that helped doing Race Day Live.
Right.
And I was nervous when I first sat down. I was in the wrong seat. I was in the analyst seat, and Daniel Blair was the host, and I'm not an analyst. I'm a host. And people don't understand about Supercross, right? There's your analyst and your host. Your host is a host. I'm a great host. I'm not a great analyst.
Yeah.
So it was a rough start for me on Race Day Live.
You mean they didn't tell you to get up and move?
Yeah, no, just do my thing and
start
talking.
Oh, they said, look, watch, he's going to have a tough time being an analyst.
Oh,
I was squirming a bit, And so it was rough, and I admit it fully, but they backed me, Feld Entertainment backed me and believed in me and let me stick around, and it just got better and better.
Yeah.
And Daniel Blair, he's no longer hosting, but just a great, brilliant dude to sit next to you and to learn from.
So how long have you been doing it?
8 years for Supercross, and I mean 30 years on the mic for BMX stunt shows and contests, and then Race Day Live. I think it's my third year for Race Day Live.
Wow.
Is 2 minutes enough time before commercial break to tell us how you tried out for Supercross?
Yeah, sure. That's a funny story. I was with Bill Allen, who is Crew Jones in the movie Rad, and I was helping him think of ideas to put on a possible festival. And I was like, hey, I got an idea. The 80s are rad, and we'll have a half pipe there, and we'll do BMX and skate and, you know, invite some old school skaters, old school BMXers, and get a sponsor. And he said, well, I want to have a meeting with my buddy Tim. Can we sit down with him? Because he's in the skate and moto world.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat down at In-N-Out Burger, and Tim and I had never met, but we knew all the same people.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim's like, dude, you announce, huh? You're a host? I said, yeah, I host. I host stuff. And he goes, you ever thought of hosting Supercross? And I'm like, yeah. I mean, you know, Larry Huffman, Dave Despain, all these brilliant, David Bailey, all these brilliant announcers that I grew up with. And he said, well, they're looking for someone to try out. Would you be interested? I know a guy named Dave Prater. And I didn't know who Dave was at the time, but he runs Supercross. And so it was incredible. And I got the opportunity to try out at Monster Energy Cup about 9 years ago. And the people who were there didn't know I was coming. And so I showed up, and they had six packs out, wireless packs out, all names, not my name.
Oh.
And the guy's like, who are you? I'm like, I'm Dan Hubbard. I'm here to try out. They should have told you. Like, yeah, no one told us. Sit there and watch. And I never had a director or anyone talking in my ears while I was announcing. So I didn't get to try out till the next day in front of about 35,000 people. And the microphone didn't work. They didn't have a wireless for me because all the other people who were trying out had wirelesses.
Sure.
So I get out to the Joker lane, and they go, let's go to Dan Hubbard on the Joker lane. nothing.
Oh.
And I bring it back, and the guy goes, did you turn it on? I said, did. I've been announcing for 30 years. Yes, I know how to turn on a microphone.
I know the switch.
Something's wrong. You've got 350-foot cords here. You're shorting out. Put a new cord in.
Yeah.
Second time. Let's go to Dan Hubbard. I think he got it fixed. Nothing. Nothing. And I'm talking into an empty mic. I bring it back. I said, please, can you change
something.
The XLR cords? And and they did. And on the third time, it worked. And then everything went great.
Right.
And I knew I didn't get the job. I'm like, yeah, this. They didn't even think I was going to be
you
there.
You know why you did get the job?
Yeah.
Kept us cool.
Because you kept your cool.
Yeah. That's what they, that was it. That
didn't
was
blow
it.
Up.
Literally, that's what they said.
You didn't see it. I don't even know you.
I know.
And I knew that.
I thought that too, because the way he reacted the second time, just then, you're like, yeah, it didn't work.
Because it was frustrating.
Didn't get excited.
I'm sure you've never met anybody in the industry that would blow up when a piece of equipment broke down.
I'd love
don't
to
answer
know
it. We're going to take a quick break.
Sounds
this,
good.
This is Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by Barona Circle Track, but really it's El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody treats you better than El Cajon Ford. Family owned and operated. Paul Dyke, not only is he great selling you a car, but he'll beat your pants at Barona Speedway.
He's a fast one.
He's a fastie. The whole family's fast, if you really look
very
into
true.
It.
I think both his sons are racing.
But he is family-oriented, and you know that's really what makes a good dealership. You know me, service manager for 30 years. It's all about customer service, and nobody does it better than El Cajon Ford. 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. Next time you need new or used, check him out. Yes, dear. You're...
You done?
Your feather is wiggling.
I just wanted, before we get back to our amazing guests, to let the listeners know, Barona's racing next Saturday.
Are they really?
May 25th, IMC Sport Mods, IMCA Sport Compacts. SoCal Lightning Sprints, non-wing. They had their wings last time. Dwarf cars are back on. Pony stocks, pure stocks, mini dwarfs, and junior sprints.
And Friday...
I don't know. I haven't heard if there's a practice.
What do you mean? You're supposed to be in charge.
Well, I'm in charge. But they had announced early enough that we knew the Sunday before there was. But
well,
doesn't matter to me.
But they had a good last time, and that was the key. As long as you had a good turnout on Friday. In fact, I ran into Lauren Finney at Sheldon Creed's event, and I got her talked into maybe in August, July or August, to bring her son out to Barona on a Friday, and we're going to stuff him in a mini dwarf.
That'd be cool. I know he's a baseball player.
Yeah, but she's a race car. She's a racer, so it'll be good.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
All right, let's get back to your guest, since he's got more stories than you do.
I know. My goodness.
Well, I got to go to the World of Outlaws in Volusia and hang out with Sheldon Hottenshield.
Did you really?
It was a blast. Wow. I reckon that's all in your wheelhouse, huh?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Anything that goes fast, it's kind of our wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just like to play in dirt. I prefer dirt. Gotcha.
Yeah, she prefers dirt. Yeah. I'll take it all. It doesn't make any difference to me.
You wanted to continue with something. You stopped him.
Yeah, but I'm old.
He got the job. He got the job.
Yeah, I'm old.
Or do we want to go in a new direction?
Well, no. So you got the job, and the rest was golden?
Well, is it ever? I mean... No, it was. It's hard. It's harder than people think.
Really?
Yeah, it is. You guys know about that. Yeah. I think as a fan, I've been a lifelong fan of Supercross, and you take for granted. And you know, you see people criticizing what's going on, and oh, this or that. And then you go behind the scenes, and you see how hard people work to put that show on and to put the races on. And
don't you want to go up in the audience and grab that negative person, drag them down on the track, put the headphones on? You do it.
Yeah, and they'll all say they're fine with it, but then they don't realize. realize how much is involved. And yeah. I'm not just talking about me. I'm talking about the ops crew and everyone at Feld who is up at the crack of dawn and to bed at 3 or 4 in the morning. There's a kid, TJ, who works with us on set, and he's part of the ops crew, and Kat is boss, and they're working nonstop all day. And I complain about what I have to do.
And I bet they're not making 6 digits a year either.
I don't know what they're making, but I do know they love the sport. They care about it. The whole organization does, and they're willing to sacrifice an enormous amount of their lives to put on this thing we call Supercross. And so those people that you talk about, you know, and most of them are great, by the way. They show up in the stands. Hey, you guys are, you know, they're all positive. It's some of them that, not all of them, but a few of them who hide behind the keyboard and just say really mean things. Yeah. And that gets frustrating when I, again, not about me, you can throw it at me, but when I see how hard this crew works, the TV crew, the truck crew, and everybody behind the scenes, it's an incredible operation. And I guess the goal really is to make it look easy, but it's not.
Right, yeah.
Well, the illusion is good, but it's hard. And even for the racers, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and the privateers, and these guys are gone from their families, and they're on the road. And yes, some of them are making a lot of money. Most of the racers don't make money. And so it is for the passion. But I've been blown away by what an awesome sport it is, not just on TV, but behind the scenes.
Exactly. That's like if somebody came up to me and says, hey, you know, Dan Hubbard's is going to be out of town with his wife. Would you like to call the races? Hell no. and I tell people that all the time. You sure you don't want to call the races?
Oh my gosh, listeners.
Hell no, I don't want to. Why? Because I'll bet you know all the riders. Yeah. You probably know most of their families. You know their history. You know what they did last season. You're going to call me in, and I don't know one from the – I mean, I might know Tomac or a few others.
Sure.
But I'm not – but it's the color that you bring to the event, not just the fact number 3's ahead, number 2's coming. Yeah. No, you have to get engaged with that rider and get the fans to engage, and they got to know – that you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and luckily I have Justin Brayton sitting next to me who really knows what he's talking. Again, I'm the host, and I know some things, but Brayton's on the
deep
inside.
Yeah, but you can always throw it to Brayton.
Correct, and that's my job. Again, it's not about me. We talked about that. It's about Justin Brayton. It's about our pit reporters, Lurch, who hypes it up, Haley Shanley, and whoever's out there working it. It's about me setting them up to shine, and that's the most important thing. And then we have a statistician, Clinton Fowler from WeWentFast.com, who gives us to investigate the stats. I don't know if you all deal with that in racing, but it's endless. So luckily we've got a crew who does that and Clinton who does it for us. And so I can refer to my stats and that helps out a lot because there's so much information, right? You have on any given Saturday, we've got 110 racers, right? 56, 57, 250s, another 53 in the 450s. And then they switch, right? On the East Coast, West Coast for the 250s. So you have another 50 riders and then some of them will go up to the 450s if they're racing east or west respectively. So you feel like you're inundated with a lack of information because there's just so many people. The kick is there's always great stories. So you walk around the pits, you interview anyone. You can interview the KTM junior kids that are 7, 8 years old, right? Uh-huh. Powered by Ford, by the way. And presented by Wells Fargo, powered by Ford, KTM juniors. And they're fascinating. Their families are there and where they've been and where this kid, you know, what this kid did at Loretta Lynn's and where they're headed or where their goal to get to Loretta's. And so there's all these great stories and that makes it endlessly fascinating.
And you make the rider feel so much better when you walk up to them and stick a mic in their face.
People really do not like that.
Really?
Yeah, they do not.
When we get drivers in here and we tell them, we get them to talk about their sponsors.
That's true. Yeah. That's
so
true.
We're more of a school.
We try to give them experience.
Yeah,
we give them feedback.
Yeah, we're more of a school than I think we are doing what you do, because we try to train them when they get in the arena that they can talk to you in an intelligent way.
And they do. And so I think I was mixed yesterday. So I do BMX shows. That's my first full-time job is BMX stunt shows for Monster Energy. And we were at Camp Pendleton yesterday for 3 shows for the troops doing shows at their commissary. And it's awesome. And I'll go up and interview people and the microphone is almost like kryptonite, right? You put it in their face and they back up like, no. When it comes to the Supercross racers that I interview, generally, absolutely, they're fantastic. Yeah. And and they do want their story, and not just the top guys, but the privateers, right? It's a big deal, and
it
so they
does
do.
Happen.
Yeah,
right.
For sure.
I get the best stories on the elevator ride down.
There you
it
go.
Seems like after our interviews.
When we leave.
Yeah. When the microphone's gone.
And Justin Brayton talks about that. And you mentioned it, like you get to know their families. You get to know. And I'm not deep on the inside again like Justin is, but it's so true. He goes, just hanging out. Just
That's
be
it.
There. Don't not even interviewing. Just get to know them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't need a mic.
You'll know what's okay and not okay to talk about. Sure. And you got to respect their privacy.
Exactly.
But once you get to know some of the racers, it's really cool.
Do you go down in the pits before the broadcast?
I go down in the pits on Friday during press. And I get to interview. I have so Haley and Lurch, and even Justin. They'll kind of hang out with the top dudes on the track at press, and I'll put a microphone up to Eli Tomac or Justin Brayton or Justin Barsha or Ken Roczen. Absolutely, right. But I really do like trying to find some of those unique stories behind the scenes and some of those privateers that really because on Race Day Live it's a qualifying show. So we have 450 A, B, and C, 250 A, B, and C. So for a fair amount of time we've got a bunch of privateers on the show and a lot of times the top guys kind of that's what really people tune in to see. Eli Tomac, the Lawrence brothers, that guy, Jason Anderson, right? These guys. So, but we have an opportunity on Race Day Live also to show the privateers more than just about any other show.
I think that's important.
Like Chris Fagala.
There you go. Yeah. Chris, well, Chris runs, I was talking to you about that. Chris runs the Team Next Level, and they're here out of San Diego, Carlsbad area.
Local.
And so he has his operation where he has all these privateers he supports because it's really, as you know, we talked about that racing is expensive, right? I don't care if it's dirt bikes or sprint cars. It's expensive.
Makes no difference.
Baja trucks, whatever it is. It's so pricey. So having some of these people who have done well in their respective industries come in and support these young men and women and help them financially. Get a rig on the road, help wrench for them, all that stuff. And not only that, a lot of times, and I talked about Daniel Blair, who's helping the Orange Brigade. It's not just what you see on the track, but Chris and people like Daniel are helping these young men become better men off the bike and off the track, which is really tantamount to
everything.
So
important. Yeah. So important.
It is.
Because if you don't handle yourself well in the public, you might as well just hang it up. I use the old adage, Ward Burton. And you have his brother Jeff. They drive NASCAR.
Yeah.
I always tell these kids, I says, well, you know, Ward Burton, he goes, my name is Ward Burton. I drive NASCAR for 2 years. Never gets a ride. But yet his brother Jeff, who talks like you and I, and Ward was a better driver than Jeff.
Yeah.
So I try to instill upon that, but yeah.
You know who's great, who I've interviewed numerous times, is Kurt Busch. In front of the camera
and behind
the camera.
Wow.
He shows up to our Monster events, and I've had the privilege of announcing for Monster for 17 years now. So I was with Monster before I got to Supercross, and I host their corporate events. And we'll be sitting there behind the scenes, and it's just like this.
Yeah.
It could have been friends forever.
Could have been hanging out.
And he's just funny and engaging, and hey, what do you want to talk about? Hey, let's do this, and blah, blah, blah. And then we got in front of everybody, same guy.
Yeah.
And he's one of those dudes who's just, he's awesome that way.
So I was at a press event with Kyle Busch.
Yeah.
With Toyota.
Yeah.
And everybody was all ga-ga-ga-ga. So I said, well, I'm not going to get away with that. I'm an Earnhardt fan. So I said, hey.
Excellent.
He goes, yeah. Got a question, yeah? Where's the M&Ms? Because he was sponsored by M&Ms.
You would think he'd have plenty of them,
he goes,
right?
Oh, shoot, I didn't bring any. What? You didn't bring
of
any
all the
M&Ms?
Things.
But if you know, and you got to treat them like people.
Yeah.
You know, and if you treat them like people, they'll treat you like people.
Respect right back.
And your broadcast will be stellar. Let's take
Absolutely.
A break. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Why? Because we have to. And it is Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1178.
The answer.
Folks, welcome back to Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM
1170.
Segment brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. If you haven't gone to ParisAutoSpeedway.com and signed up and looked at the races, you're crazy. You got to go. Half mile, stupid fast. Every kind of race car imaginable. Night of Destruction, curl your hair. Segment brought to you by Black Forest Automotive. If you have a BMW, Mini, or a Porsche looking for a dealer alternative, you can't beat Black Forest Automotive. Go to blackforestautomotive.com. Call them at 858-292-1192. And if you think you could slap a number on your door and make an impact, Black Forest can hook you up. All right, Scott took the day off, and we've got the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Holt. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Dave. Oh, I like that.
I thought you'd appreciate that.
So we're calling in to talk about the Salute to Indy mm-hmm. that we got coming up this Saturday night, May 25th.
Yeah.
And the main show is the sprint cars. We're also going to have the super stocks, the street stocks, and then the past senior sprints. That's basically the same as the sprint car that run the 410s. Mm-hmm. And then we have a chassis. It's called the Gas Chassis Young Gun Championship Series, and this is for the beginners to come out. And I'm sure that most of your fans, listeners, know what a sprint car is. But if you're new, a sprint car is about 1,000 horsepower with a Chevy V8 configuration packed around some tubes that are about the size of your plumbing pipe. And they go fast, they're dangerous, and they're exciting. So this year here, we have a new sponsor, the Avanti Windows and Doors with the CRE series. And it's a great event. So if you don't have anything to do May 25th and you're looking for some excitement, Parasol Speedway, that's the place to be.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, it'll be. And in the past, are you guys going to have any vintage race car displayed?
I don't think that we're going to have the vintage cars this Saturday night. You never know. Sometimes they'll show up and park by the front gate.
You know how the Western State guys are. You know, they just love to drag their old cars out there, and then they'll talk to you till the cows come in.
Yeah, and then wait for the cows to go home, too. I mean, they're really nice people and love to talk and will answer any question. There's no such thing as a stupid question.
No. And they're the history. You know, they're the history of it. They've got knowledge like you can't believe.
And we got a lot of history this Saturday night. You know, people ask the same question over here. How many Indy 500 winners were in the Salute to Indy here on the West Coast, mm-hmm. in Paris? And the answer is probably none, because they were all in Indiana during May. You know, so this is a salute that goes back to 1948. And unfortunately, they're in Indy, so we're here. But, it's a lot of friends, and it's always been the saying that the way to Indy is through the Western California sprint cars. And it's kind of true. So we're looking at the 71st, if I'm counting right, race coming up here this Saturday. And so it's an important race, has a lot of history. And a lot of stars over the years. You know, we've got 4-time winners, 2-time, 5-time winners. I mean, some people, they just keep coming back, keep winning. And in this particular race, we've got a couple of former winners. And we've got Tommy Malcolm that won last year. Cody Williams that won in 2022. We've got his brother, Austin, that's won 2 times. So now Tony Jones, who is a winner, he is running the show. So it's a good deal. You need to be there.
Yeah. No, it sounds great. What time's the gates open?
The gates always open at 5, and then the racing starts at 7. So between 5 and 7, there's things going on. You know, they have the qualifying.
Sure.
And we do some interviews, and Scott informs the fans of the cars when they come out to Wheelpac, who's new, who's what. You know, we have driver changes and things like that. So it's okay to be there at 5. You're not going to sit in the grandstands for 2 hours.
Right.
And do nothing. And we have the best fans in the world. So if it's your first time there, don't be shy. If there's someone next to you with a racing t-shirt, they're just begging, waiting for somebody to say, hey, what's that?
That's awesome. That is so true.
And by the way, there are some seats in the grandstands that are reserved for families. Don't sit in those seats. Mm-hmm. Trust me. You'll get your arm broke or something. I don't know. Right?
I don't think they get vicious, but there's plenty of seats. We can put about 10,000 people in there.
Yeah, so you can. You can.
More.
So any new food? I haven't eaten all day, so I always like to hear people talk about food. Because I don't know what you guys do, but your food is always amazing at that track. I don't know if it's a methanol. I don't know what it is.
Well, that's actually a fairgrounds concession stand, and the people that run it, the great people, and it's always fresh. You know, I don't get up myself to that side of it because I'm always in the pits, but the lights are long and the people are always smiling, so it must be good.
Yeah, you got a hot dog stand in the pits and hamburgers, don't tell me.
Yeah, but I'm so busy, I don't get to eat.
We'll have to talk to Scott. You got to have a break sometime. So how many in the Young Guns? Because I think that's a program that really is a great opportunity for young drivers to tippy toe up into the big leagues.
This year it's a little shy, and I don't know why. But
yeah, I don't either.
They have this gas chassis has come up this year and said, we want to give a brand new completed car to whoever wins the
tournament. I know.
Series. So, you know, we're about five races in this year or something like that. We got about five more to go. So it's still kind of open. Somebody could come along and do good and take home a brand new chassis from the Sexton family, you know, gas chassis. It's a brand new chassis that's it's to die for. It's the one you want.
Yeah. Brittany?
Brittany. I do not have the budget for that.
We'll hook you up.
And I don't. Did you say Young Gun?
Yeah, we got a guy, Dan. He'll hook you up. He'll write
you
a check.
Young.
You need sponsors? Let's go.
Come on. Piece of cake.
We got to talk to Ford. I know Jim Farrelly from Ford.
Yeah.
I interviewed him at Supercross.
And he knows Monster.
There you go. Yeah. We can get you hooked up.
Yeah, see?
I mean, it wouldn't matter if you're 50 years old. They'd probably find a seat for you in there.
Absolutely. Yeah, you haven't seen her drive, man. She'll scare the hell out of you. She'll win. She'll get all the trophies. Then they'll be yelling at her. You could do it.
Now, senior sprints, they got people in their 60s, 50s.
Yeah. Easy, big fella. She's not that old.
Yeah, let's.
Yeah, you got to back down on that number.
You know, I really appreciate that, David.
No, you're not that old. I'm defending you.
No, I appreciate it.
But you know what? Just think if you didn't have to pay for anything.
Oh, my gosh. We were talking about that in the green room.
How much would that up your driving?
It would absolutely. It definitely is in the back of my mind. When am I going to order parts? How am I going to pay for the parts? When am I going to put them on?
Right.
Yeah. It does hold me back.
But if you didn't have to do that.
Ooh, I would send it.
And by the way.
Every time.
I ran into Sexton Friday night. And I says, you know, I got to come see your tow trucks.
What?
He doesn't have tow trucks.
Oh.
I got him mixed up with one of the other drivers.
Oh, geez.
Hey, I like tow trucks. But he gave me a hard time, too.
Go ahead. I'm stalking Chris Holt right now. I'm looking on his Facebook page. He has, on May 6th, he put a nice post of all the winners, the salute to Indy winners. It was nice to see. Yeah.
Nice.
Brody Roa. We got to give a shout out to
Brody
Roa. He won in 2021. So that's a nice post you made there, Mr. Holt.
And wait until you see his car that he has this year. He's got a beautiful car that he's been running a little bit for a guy by the last name of May up there in Northern California. They picked up a win last night in another series at Oildale Speedway, Bakersfield Speedway. So they're clicking along pretty good.
Yeah, they are.
He is definitely a contender.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We love that kid.
Yeah, he's a great kid. He's a great interview. He's good for the sport. You know, he engages the community. I mean, he's everything you want in a racer coming from your track.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're going to bet on somebody, you'd want to bet on Roa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Williams, no matter what their last name is, Malcolm Mitchell. There's quite a few people that could definitely win this race this Saturday night.
It's going to be a good show.
It's Brody Roa. Don't even.
I can't go because I'll be racing at Barona.
Right.
But you know, maybe the next time the demolition is happening.
Night of destruction.
We have an in-studio guest, and I was showing him the double-deckers, so there's lots of good racing at Paris.
I like that stuff. Fun. I like it all, but that's a spectacle, especially people who aren't deep into racing to go see that and spend a night. Back when we were kids, we had the figure eights on TV, the demolition derby. Well,
have you ever been to Paris?
I want to say I went for torque racing when Jeremy McGrath was racing out there. Was that in Paris? Do you remember that? It was truck racing. They did torque for a little while. style?
Yeah, I don't think they did it at Paris Auto Speedway.
Maybe that's Paris Raceway where they're doing motocross now. It might have been Paris Raceway.
Right, yeah. That's where it was. There was a skate park out there a while back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a different place.
Well, Chris, what we have a Monster Energy Supercross announcer, and all I have to do is flick a switch, and he goes off.
Oh, yeah. I have not talked much, and you do a lot, and I know that Dave's having a good time, so I'm going to sit back.
I can talk less. Just say, Dan, talk my producer, Dan, talk less. Okay.
But in the end, before we go, start thinking about it. I'm going to have him do one of his spiels. You know, like when the gate drops and they take off. I
want
to hear.
Do you want me to run through the door and that's
no,
like the
you'll
gate
fall
take,
over.
Oh, okay.
But I want to hear him do because it's a new Dan. It's not the Dan you're talking to now, and it's natural. It's not anything he thinks up. It's like you turn a switch.
No, he's a professional. He literally. That's why I said our similarities are right. Done. Once.
Hey, Chris, can you still get tickets online? Are you still sticking with that program?
Yes, tickets online.
That's the best way.
It's 5 and under are free.
Right.
It's family entertainment. Yes. So you get them at the front gate. You get them online, okay. And everybody seems to have a good time.
Yeah. And you get to hear one of the greatest announcers in the industry.
Yep.
He's up there. You know, he's up there with this guy that you got in your office there. I've been doing that for over 15 years now.
That is high praise. I appreciate that.
Well, if you know Scott DeLosio,
I'm not worthy.
He's great. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling in, and good luck this coming Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
All righty. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we come back a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
To Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
All right, this segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in lovely Santee. He even has a dyno. So whatever he does to your car, he can tell you what he did and prove it. Weather machines, if you got air conditioning and heat, you need to have a maintenance package. That way you don't have to spend all the money to replace it. Weather machine will take care of it like as if they were their own. Weathermachine.net, weathermachine.net. Call them for an appointment, 619-443-8974. It'll be the best money you spent to keep your conditioner going. All right, we got a really special guest in the house. Guys, just a fireball, as they say. He's a hoot. He's a hoot from Monster. I bet you don't drink Monster, do you?
I started drinking Monster when it first came out 20 years ago, and
is that
I have
what's
one
wrong
every
with
day
you?
Of my life.
Is that what's wrong
well,
with
I
you?
Was born hyper, as you can tell. I'm pretty ADD, ADHD, whatever. I'm pretty hyper guy, and that's why I was into motorcycle riding and BMX and skate and surf and all that. And it was a cool thing, but I discovered around my middle age this thing called Monster Energy, and it just took me to another level. Yeah. I love it. Now it's just normal. I'm not a coffee guy, so I drink Monster, and I get a little bit of caffeine in the morning.
So you got a family?
I do. I'm married with two awesome kids.
Shout out to your wife for putting up with you.
Polidorus. Oh, God.
For putting up with you.
She is like Dorothy Mantooth. That woman is a saint, let me tell you. She's amazing. Yeah, she's incredible. And you talk about sacrifice. I mean, you know, if you're in these sports and you're doing this job, your family sacrifices because you're gone. You're on the road. That's the hardest part.
How long are you gone?
I leave on Thursday morning. I get back Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, and then I'm working. We work on the show. We have meetings on Tuesday, Wednesday for Supercross. And that's for about 6 months out of the year. And then the rest of the time, I'm doing my Monster Energy BMX shows.
So you got Monday off.
What's that?
You got Monday off.
I'm prepping for our meeting on Tuesday. Yeah. But yes, I get basically Monday off. Again, people don't realize what goes on behind the scenes and how much work it is. Yeah. But no, I have a son. My son, Grayson Hubbard, is graduating from college. On the 25th.
You're
be
that
racing.
Old?
I'm that old, buddy. I'm up there.
Oh, congratulations
oh, yeah.
to him.
Thank you.
What's he graduating on?
He is
announcer?
He was like me when I was young. He didn't like being on the microphone. He's behind the camera, filmer and film and editing.
Excellent.
He does incredible videos.
I know you like photography.
No, I do, but I'm not. I just had fun with it. He's really good.
He can do all your social media.
He can, and he will. Damn it.
We put in the money in this education.
Exactly. Yeah, I didn't put you through college. It's pretty cute.
Well, he's flying to Dallas in a couple of weeks to film. We're doing the thing called Dream Hack. back. We're doing BMX shows at this Monster Energy video game sponsored event. And then he flies the next day to Virginia Beach. We're doing a fest called Jackalope Fest.
So he's in it.
So he's going to be filming and editing for us. He's fantastic. He already did it when he was younger and did a knockout job.
All right, what about your other son?
My daughter.
I'm sorry.
Anova J. Hubbard. She's incredible. She's an artist and just a remarkable person. One of the funniest people I've met. Yeah.
That's a pretty name.
Yeah, it's Lori and Dan, and we had kids. We're like, we want our kids to have unique names. So that's where Grayson and Nova came in, because we wanted unique names for our kids. Because there's a lot of Lori's Dan's out there. A lot of David's too.
Danny, Dan.
Daniel.
I mean, I don't want to tell you that's not an odd name.
It's
like
common.
Nova.
That's my point.
So I see.
So Dan and Lori are two of the most common names out there.
Gotcha.
So our kids were like, "Hey, we want," and then they're kind of like, "Yeah, you could have just called us Mike, and Sheila."
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
hey, would have been fine, guys.
Kind of overthought,
you could have called
the
Moonbeam. Okay,
no.
So be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. Thank
be careful.
You. Yeah. So yeah.
So she's an artist.
Yeah. She sings. She's an artist. She does all these cool things and in between jobs right now, but just a remarkable kiddo and super proud of both of them. She's 20 years old.
Are we going to see her on American Idol?
She could. She's got the talent. Well, she also, this is funny, she's so good and she just doesn't like to be in front of people performing. I don't know.
What is this? Run into your DNA?
It must. Yeah. And we're late bloomers, us Hubbards. It takes us a little while to get going. I didn't get my dream job until I was in my 40s, right?
I didn't get mine until I was in my 50s.
There you go.
So here we are.
We're just late bloomers, but man, once we get going, it's
there
awesome.
You go.
So, yeah.
Well, she's still got a few more years for American Idol. She ought to at least try out.
Right. I think she should.
Because it's a lot easier to say I didn't make it than to say I didn't try.
Yeah, I wish I had.
You'll be driving in the car, and if some people have people that sing, and it's like, oh, they think they're good. Her voice, it's like perfect pitch. It's incredible. Wow. So she'll mimic a song, and it makes the song better. And I don't know if I've ever been, like, I can talk. I have a good talking voice,
sure.
I can't sing. I can't keep it on key. You would think, right? You would think that we'd be able to do that.
No.
I know you can sing.
She can sing.
But
I
cannot.
No.
And it's a different, it's a whole different.
Yeah. You've been to karaoke?
I eat
as fast as I can to get out.
Oh, okay.
I look over there and I said, oh my God, do you know how terribly you sound?
Yeah. Everyone expects Steve to do karaoke. We just went to a party to celebrate something, and the kid we were celebrating loves karaoke. So he started singing, and then everyone turns to Steve. Since he's a singer, and he's like, we're going.
Steve is the shyest musician I've ever met in my life.
He's a different person on stage, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. It's also like comedians, too, when you meet a comedian. Yeah. Like, God, tell me a joke. They're I'm good.
Nah.
That's my job. I'll do that on stage.
You got a check? You can write a check? I'm talking.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So what do you got coming up next?
Oh, man. Graduation for Grayson coming up on Saturday or Friday night coming up. And then we go from there. I'll come home and I fly to Memphis to pick up my rig at my buddy Ricky Mosley's house. Mm-hmm. And then I'll drive from there to Virginia Beach, Virginia, to set up for Jackalope Fest. I've got some of the best BMX riders in the world coming out. Justin Dowell's an Olympian. I got Brady Baker coming out, X Games gold medalist, multiple-time medalist. Jeremy Mallott will be there. TJ Ellis will be there. And my team in Dallas going. I've got Larry Edgar out there, Nathan Glade, a bunch of other, Shane Davis, a bunch of great riders that are coming up.
And you can see it all on Peacock.
No, this is separate. This is my BMX team. This is my
main job.
Sorry.
Can see Race Day Live on Peacock. We just did our 17th episode in Salt Lake City. And
when does that air?
That airs, it's all, if you have Peacock, you can watch it back. I think you have to pay for the premium, but that's on Saturdays normally during between January and May, mid-May. And then it goes to Jason Wygant, who's now the host of the broadcast show, along with Lee Diffie. He'll be taking over, I believe, I don't know what the plan is, for outdoors.
Oh.
So Pro Motocar starts at Paula coming up on the 25th.
Yes.
And so he'll be taking over for Race Day Live. It's a shorter version. It's about an hour-long show.
Okay.
He's very lucky. He doesn't have to do the full 3 hours like we do. So I'm sure he's happy about that. But and then he'll handle it, I believe he's handling it. I don't know what the official announcement is, through outdoors. And then I'll come back with Justin Brayton is the plan now for Race Day Live for the Super Motocross World Championship playoffs. Yeah, that are going down in September. 3 weeks in September we'll be
back.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, if you ever come to San Diego, either at Snapdragon or wherever they're going to run down here.
We were in Snapdragon.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, if you let us know ahead of time, you can either call in if you can't come in, and we'll help promote.
I would love that.
I really don't think we need to promote a Supercross and all that because you've packed the stands.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we do. It depends on the venue, but usually we do. We can get up to 60,000 people watching. We had four record events this year, and usually in the smaller stadiums, we tend to sell them out.
But
it's still good to promote it, and still watching on TV is cool too, right? So if you can show up in person, even better. You got the fan fest. Right. You get to meet the racers. If you're, they're kind of hanging out. It's a pretty small.
Well, you've
cool
got
community.
Her contact info.
Absolutely.
She handles my radio. I do my TV, and she does a way better job than I do by far, let me tell you, because I'm waiting. We still got 4 minutes, but I'm waiting because she tricks me.
Uh-oh.
Or surprises me.
Well, I have some, but I'm just letting it flow.
Yeah, but she does.
I'm just letting it flow today. I have some things here.
It's
but
like
it's okay.
Sitting next to a stick of dynamite.
Well, no, we had Tony Hawk call in, but I didn't tell him.
Fantastic
and
guy.
At that time, and when Lars Larson first came in.
Yeah.
This guy was speechless.
I mean,
it was amazing.
Lars Larson was sitting
was
in your chair.
That is pretty
that
cool. And I bet you it's hard to get you speechless, Dave.
It's pretty freaking hard, dude. Let me tell you.
Hard, yeah.
And you've had, Dale or Bailey.
But it's all his buddies.
I got to announce with David
Bailey.
Well, I know. Dream come true to announce with David Bailey at Snapdragon.
You know, I've almost kind of gotten out of the top drawers. The John Force is still the best.
Yeah.
Hey, John, how's it going? Then I just put my phone down.
He's fantastic.
And
Brittany's
he just goes.
Great, too. I got to interview Brittany numerous times.
I did, too.
She's fantastic.
Courtney's great.
Yeah.
Can I tell you why I love Courtney?
Please
Can
tell
I make
me.
This about me?
Yeah, please do.
Just because I was watching John Force goes out on the track, and Courtney is the next one up. So she's watching her father, and when he goes down, he explodes like just bomb. And what does she do? Does she freak out? Does she melt? Not at all. Do you know what she does? She pulls up after she knows her dad's okay. They clean up. She goes and wins.
Yeah.
I was instantly a Courtney.
That's
fan.
What the forces do.
Instantly.
That's what
I'm
the
like,
forces do.
Okay.
Wow.
So I got even a better story. I can't remember which daughter, I don't know, it's Courtney or Brittany, but she did the ESPN nude edition.
Whoa, okay, he just went there.
So we were doing a group media interview with John Force, and everybody was asking questions, and I keep waiting for somebody to ask about his daughter in the ESPN. Nobody's asking him.
Elephant in the room.
So, except for you.
Me. So I asked him, and I said, so John, I said, did you catch, I think it was Courtney, I said, did you catch Courtney in the ESPN? Yep, sure did. I said, well, what'd you think? Well, wasn't real happy about it, but it's all about the sponsors.
Yeah.
You know, if it's not helping them sponsors,
money talks.
So I'm all about. So then that afternoon, I had scheduled her to call my. I do live to tape a lot of times because they're busy on the weekend. So I'm chatting with her, and I said, "So I talked to your dad about your swimsuit, your bathers." Oh, she goes, "You did not."
No.
I go, "Oh yeah." She goes, "What did he say? What did he say?" He says he gave you 100% because you're helping out the sponsors.
Oh, that's funny. Have you ever been starstruck? I caught this photo. Sometimes I bring photos out.
Oh, with Gronk.
Have you been starstruck? Or
yeah,
not
I
ever?
I don't usually get starstruck. Gronk was great. Got to interview him and hang out with him. Honestly, the funny thing is, he was great. Bailey was amazing. I don't necessarily get starstruck now. I did when I was younger. There's a picture here of Eddie Fiola.
This is you.
And
this
when
is
I,
your
that's me
rear.
Bunny hopping over Eddie's bike.
This is our
when
nice
I met,
butt.
When I met Eddie, I was a little starstruck. We were riding around in Bellflower, and all of a sudden Eddie shows up, and I was wearing jean jacket and jeans, and he called me the jean guy.
Yeah.
And he was the guy on my wall. You know, I had all these racers on my wall and freestylers on my wall.
Sure.
And to see one of them in person, I was probably about, I don't know, 15 years old.
Yeah.
And I hosted the red carpet for Warner Brothers for a while and got to meet a bunch of stars, and that kind of took, it was cool. They're just, the reality, like you said, they're just
the
like, they're like, yeah, and they're awesome, and they just want to hang and have fun.
And the
fun
majority of them are just like you and I.
They are. They really are.
Is one of these you?
I'm standing on the ramp there with the rider jumping over my head. Yeah.
Over his head.
Yeah.
Oh, why not?
It's fun.
At night, too.
Yeah. No,
it looks like.
And I told you, I stunt doubled for Adam Sandler a few years back on
did
a movie
really?
Called Judy Halloween. And I was a little bit starstruck with him, but he is so not that guy, right? He is so down to earth and so easygoing, one of the nicest dudes I've ever met. And so I tend to, if I do get starstruck, it quickly dissipates, right? Because
now you know why I do 7 hours of radio.
Because we're done already.
Because we're done.
It's too quick. It's too quick.
Well, yeah, because you're doing six.
Yeah. Well, there it is. And not so much today, but thank you. I appreciate
thank
having
you
us
for
in.
Your time.
Fantastic
Very
having
cool.
you on. You're
honor.
Always welcome.
Absolute honor, y'all.
And now you're hooked up with her. She's going to suck you up for all kinds of guests.
Okay.
All right, you're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.